Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. We are in the midst of the sugyos, the topics of Tumah and Tahara. So let's begin again. We're not going to do the whole daf that we did yesterday. We'll just do the Mishnah again, and then we'll go to today's daf. Today's daf is daf Tesvav. We're going to start at Yud Dalet Amud Beis, 52 dots. But before we start, let's just review the Mishnah on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, because the topic of today's daf is really to try to understand this Mishnah. So, on Erev Pesach, the first thing you do is you look for Chametz, and that's the night of Erev Pesach. The next thing you do is the morning of Erev Pesach, you have to get rid of the Chametz. That's because starting with the seventh hour, there's a biblical prohibition of chametz. It doesn't carry with it the terrible penalties of chareis, but there is a biblical prohibition of possessing or eating or benefiting from chametz come the beginning of the seventh hour of the day. So we learned in the Mishnah that the sages, the rabbis, added a rabbinic prohibition. Sometimes people get confused. They didn't have clocks in those days. They might think it's really the sixth hour when it's already the seventh hour. So the rabbi said already starting at the beginning of the sixth hour, you have to burn the chametz. According to Yehuda, already with the beginning of the fifth hour, you can't eat the chametz. So now, once you've understood this issue, we have to burn chametz on Erev Pesach, we get into a question, what about Truma chametz? We know that truma, there's a special mitzvah to preserve the truma. If the truma is chametz and it's the seventh hour, so now the obligation of burning chametz would overrule the mitzvah of preserving truma. When you're burning chametz of truma, can you burn chametz of truma which is tahor with chametz of truma which is tamei? Do we say once you're already burning it, it doesn't matter if it also becomes tamei? Or do we say no? You have to make two separate piles. One pile for your truma, which is tameh, which is chametz, and one pile for your truma, which is chametz, which is tohor. That's the issue. So let's begin with the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on a diversion. Instead of beginning right away with truma, the Mishnah talks about kachim, talks about korbanos. Rabbi Chanina's gana konim omer. The Mishnah here is on Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. Rabbi Chanina, the assistant to multiple Kohanim Gedolim, says, Niyameyam shel Kohanim, all the time, you know, back in the days, all the days of the Kohanim, and the Kohanim would have to deal with Kachim, lo nimnu milisra v'sabasar shenitma v'bladatuma, they would not hold themselves back, in other words, they would burn Kachim, holy sacred meat, meat, let's say, of a shlamim, that it become tameh with a derivative of tumah. We're going to see the Gemara is going to explain that that means that the meat was a shlishi, it was a third level of tumah. It was a derivative of a derivative. Ima basa shenitma ba'ava tumah, with meat that had become tameh from an ava tumah. So they would burn karbanos that were shlishi with karbanos that were rishon. Avo bishamos of tumal tumaso. Even though when you're burning a shlishi with a rishon, now you're making this shlishi more tummy than it was. Before you burnt it, it was a shlishi. Now that you're burning it together with a rishon, you're making it worse. You're making it into a sheni. It was okay. Rabbi Akiva Amar. Rabbi Akiva went further. He said, not only did this happen with kachim, but similarly in regards to truma. Yimeim shel kohanim. Always in the days of the kohanim. Forever for the kohanim. Lo nimnu milahadakas hashemen. They would take oil of truma that had become a shlishi. Now, a shlishi of truma is called pasul, not called tameh, because it itself was disqualified. But if it touches anything else, it doesn't cause any problem to those other things. If it touched other truma, would it cause problems to the other truma? So they would take oil, which was a shlishi, because it had touched a tvul yom. It had touched a guy who had gone to the mikvah without the sun yet setting to make him pure. And they would burn this oil. They would burn the oil in a lamp that had touched a person who had touched a dead body. So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says that one of the ideas here, one of the possibilities of what Rabbi Akiva is saying, is that the lamp was made out of metal. So the lamp was actually an avatuma. So the avatuma was, they used a lamp that was an avatama, and in it, oil, which was a shlishi latuma. So not just what we just saw, that a rishon could be used with a shlishi, even an av was used with a shlishi, even though they're adding tuma, av bichamosif tuma al tumaso, since anyway, it's all tame, it was okay. So Amar Rabbi Meir then says, midivrehem, from their words, lamadnu, we learned, shasar fin truma tahora, imatmeya bepesach, that when you have chametz of truma, so if you have chametz of truma on Erev Pesach, you have to destroy it. So even if some of this truma is tamei, some of this chametz truma is tamei, some of this chametz truma is tar, you can burn it all in one pile on Pesach. So presumably, you think that Rabbi Meir is somehow learning this from Rabbi Chanina and from Rabbi Akiva. We're going to see the Gemara today is going to say there's another possibility how to understand Rabbi Meir. That he was not learning from Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva, but he was learning from other arguments throughout Taharos between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Meir, Einahi Amida. No, you can't. This is not a good derivation. Umodim Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua both agree. Shesar, and they would agree though, Shesar from Zula Atzma, Zula Atzma, that when you have Chametz, which is Truma, which is Tahar, that has to be in its own pile. And when you have chametz, which is chuma, which is tame, that's in its own pile. Al menach l'ku, where is there an argument between Elazar and Yeshua? Al atzluya, al atzmeya. When you have chametz, when you have chametz, which is chuma, which is safek tame, with chametz, which is chuma, that is certainly tame, then Elazar and Yeshua zulatzma zulatzma. Even in this case, they have to be in separate piles. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, stay in ka'achas. They can both be in a single pile. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So now let's start today's daf. Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said, "Midivreim lamadnu." From their words, we learned that the same way they allowed whatever they allowed, we are allowed to burn truma, temeya, shel chametz together with truma tahora of chametz. Midivreim deman, from whose words? So, Ilan Rediv Reb Chanin Iskana Kohanim, if he's saying from the words of Reb Chanin Iskana Kohanim, who says you're allowed to burn, or that Kohanim used to burn, meat which was a shlishi litzuma, meat of a carbon that was a shlishi litzuma, together with meat of a carbon that was a rishon litzuma, midami, what's that comparison from there to teruma of chametz, which is tahor, together with teruma of chametz, that's tamei, Hasim tummy v'tummy. There, in regards to the karbanos, you're talking about tuma with tuma. The rishon is tame, the shlishi is tame. A shlishi that touches other meat of karbanos makes that also disqualified. So it's tame, it can transmit tuma further. So when you already have something tame, it's okay, you can make it more tame. But achot over here, you're talking about truma, which is tahar. Tahar v'tame. You don't see a source that you could have tahar with tame. Element of Rabbi Akiva. So you say, okay, what Rabbi Meir meant was he was learning from Rabbi Akiva, who allowed you to put oil of truma, which was a shlishi, which was pasul, in a lamp of truma. I'm sorry, in a lamp which is a rishon, or even worse, a lamp which is an av. So from the words of Rabbi Akiva, me tummy again. What's the comparison? Hasam pasul the tummy. There you have a lamp which is an av. It's tummy. You have oil of truma, which is a shlishi. A shlishi is also possible. It's also disqualified. Hacha, but over here, we're trying to see that you can use the same pile to burn the chametz, which is tahor of truma, and the chametz, which is tamei of truma. Hacha, tahor v'tamei, but here we're trying to mix tahor with tamei. That you never saw that anyone would allow that. So the Gemara says like this. Neima, let's propose. Rabbi Meir holds that the case of the Mishnah was that Rabbi Chanina, Skana Konim, was saying you could burn a piece of meat, which is a Rishon Litzuma, together with a Shlishi. In the following case, the Rishon had a biblical Tuma because it touched an Avatuma. The shlishi was only tame midirabanan. The shlishi was only coming midirabanan. What would be the case? The case would be, Rashi says, that you had a utensil, an earthenware utensil, that touches liquids that are tummy. Midoraisa, liquids do not have the ability to make a utensil tummy. But that's a din d'rabbanan, that liquids can even make utensils tummy, because if people think that liquids will not make utensils tummy, they might even allow the zov that comes out of a zav to touch a utensil and for it not to be tummy. So therefore, you have a case like this. You had meat of a karban that touches a utensil, and the utensil had touched a liquid that had been touched, let's say, by an avatuma, but not the spit of a zav. It was a cup of water that was touched by an avatuma. So the idea that this liquid, this cup of water, should make a utensil tameh is remarkable. That's only a din d'rabbanan. Midoraisa, this utensil was never tameh. Now this utensil touches a carbon. So this carbon, midoraisa, was never really tameh. It's only midrabbanan, rabbinically, that this sacrificial meat is considered a shlishi l'tumah. And now you take the shlishi l'tumah and you put it next to something which is biblically tummy. And you can do that. You can burn the two. So that's the case. Neima kasav Rabbi Meir Masnisa, the Mishnah of Chanina Tanakonim, is ba'ava tumah d'oraisa. There is an ava tumah, which is a biblical tumah, which touches the carbon meat. Vlada tumah, the case of the shlishi, is a vlada tumah d'rabbanan. It's when the meat touched something that had touched something which only makes it tummy midrabbanan. Midoraisa tor ma'alya. Biblically, it's completely tor. Okay, now starting tesvav mudalev. Umayim divrayim. And when Rabbi Meir says we learn from their words, you can burn chametz of truma tineya together with chametz of truma tahora. What he means is midivrei Reb Chanina Sganakonim, from the words of Reb Chanina Sganakonim. Because Reb Chanina Sganakonim is allowing you to burn kadshim, the meat of a karban, which biblically is tahor, but only midrabbanan it's tameh. He allows you to burn it together with meat of a karban that is biblically tameh. So even though biblically you're adding tumah, doesn't matter. Since rabbinically this is tameh, and rabbinically this anyway has to get burned, you can add tumah to it. So there, from there, you'd learn the same thing over here. Come the sixth hour, rabbinically, you're supposed to burn the chametz. So even though this is chametz, which is tahor, it's truma tahora, but you're rabbinically supposed to be burning it now. So when you're rabbinically supposed to be burning it now you don't care about it anymore, because you're supposed to be burning it. And therefore, you can put it together with that which is tameh midoraisa and burn it all in one pile. That's what Rabbi Meir was saying. Right. Yeah? We're learning from karbanos, just like in karbanos. When you have something which is tummy midrabbanan, that means you don't have to care about it anymore. Now you can let it become more tummy, just destroy it. So the same thing is here. When you have chametz in the sixth hour, even though it's only midrabbanan, you have to destroy it. Now you don't care anymore. Now you can destroy it, even though in the destruction you're going to be making it more tummy. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara. Reish Lakish said in the name of Bar Kapara, another explanation. No. It could be Masnisin, the case of Reb Chanina Sganakonim, is Ba'ava Tumah D'Oraisa, Vlada Tumah D'Oraisa. Reb Chanina Sganakonim is talking about with biblical tumas, where the case of the Avatumah, the Rishon, was it became Tumah from an Av, which was biblical, and the Shlishi became Tameh from a Sheni, from that which it touched the Rishon. That was also biblical Tumah. Umayim Divrayim. What does Rabbi Meir mean when he says, and we learn from their words, that you can also burn chametz of Truma Tameh in the same pile together with chametz of Truma Tahora. Midivrei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yoshua. From a whole different topic. Not from the topic of Karbanos. Not from the topic of our Mishnah. From Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yoshua have many, many arguments throughout Taharos, about Taharos, very famously. We had in Masechta Bava Metzia, Tanur Shalachnai, the oven of the different parts. It was made to be portable, to take it apart and put it together. Is that considered when you take it apart ruining the oven, or is it not because it was made for this? It's still considered the same oven that you didn't yet destroy it. And the whole argument there with Rabbi Yeshua and the voice from heaven, and Rabbi Yeshua saying, "Lo b'shamayimi, it's not in the heavens, the Torah is on earth." There are many, many arguments between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Meir is saying, from the words of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, I learned that you can burn chametz of truma tameya together with chametz of truma tahora in the sixth hour. Hi, Rabbi Yeshua. Which words of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua? Elim, Rabbi Yeshua, if you can say it's the following Mishnah, the Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Trumos, Chavis Shel Truma, if you have a container of Truma, Shenol de la Safik Tuma, that now there is a Safik, that maybe it is Tame. So Rashi explains, a guy whose Tame walked in there, and we don't know if he touched the barrel or not. So now, normally you have a mitzvah to be guarding the Truma, to make sure it doesn't become Tame. But now this is Truma that's already Safik Tame. Rebbe Lezer says, in my simunach makma tarfa, if it was in a place that is open, yinichanim makma mutzna. Now you should put it in a place that is more secure. In other words, you have to keep guarding it to prevent it from becoming Tame. In my simagula, if it was uncovered, yichasenai now needs to cover it. Rebbe Yeshua says, no. In my simunach makma mutzna, if till now it was being protected, it was in a secure area. Now you need to have a for now. Once it's already suffic tame, maybe tame, you can put it in an open area. If it was uncovered, I'm sorry, if it was covered, you galena, now he can uncover it. So what do you see? Rabbi Yeshua holds that once there is a suffic tuma, you don't have to watch it anymore. So what's pshat in that? Once it's suffic tuma, you're going to have to burn it. So since you're going to have to burn it, so we don't care anymore. You're going to have to burn it. So now, okay, you can let it become Tamei too. So maybe Rabbi Meir learned from here. He said like this, come the sixth hour, whatever chametz you have has to be burned. So since the chametz has to be burned, even though right now it's tar, doesn't matter. This is truma that has to be burned. Truma which has to be burned, you don't have to watch anymore. That's why you can burn the chametz of truma, which is tahor, together with the chametz of truma, which is Tamei. So you're going to say that that's his source. Mi dami, what's the comparison? Hasam grama ba'alma. There, or Rabbi Yeshua was saying that once something is suffic, tameh, maybe tameh, you have to burn it. Since you have to burn it, you don't have to watch it to keep it from becoming more tameh. There, you're not actually actively making it more tameh. You're just leaving it uncovered. You are moving it to an open place where people are coming and going. So you may cause indirectly for it to become more tameh. But here Rabbi Meir says, you take the Truma Tahora, you put it in the same pile with the Chametz of Truma Temeya, and you light the whole pile. You are with your own hands making a Tameh. How did Rabbi Meir ever see that just because something is supposed to be burned, that you can now go and actively with your hands make this Truma, which is supposed to be burned, actively make it tamei? If Hashem tells you that you have a mitzvah of at and tishmeres mishmeres trumasi, you have to watch my truma. So rabbinically, certainly there would be a prohibition of actively destroying the truma, actively making the truma tamei. How did Rabbi Meir ever learn from the words of Rabbi Yeshua that on Erev Pesach you can burn in a single pile chametz of truma, which is tamei, together with chametz of truma, which is tahor? Hacha b'yadayim. Here you're actively making something tahor, truma, which is tahor, tamei. That could never be. Ela, so according to Rish Lakish, Rabbi Meir's source is from the following lesson of Rabbi Yeshua. Another Mishnah in Meseches Trumos. It's not in another Mishnah. In Mesechta Trumos. In those days, they used to have wine presses. The wine presses had an upper level and a lower level. So the Mishnah here says the following. Chavis shel truma shenishbra begas elyona. There was a barrel of truma on the top level of the wine press. And it breaks. V'tachtona chulin tzmim. Now in the bottom of the wine press, where this barrel is going to now flow to, there is a big cistern with wine, and that wine is not truma wine. That wine is chulin wine. And this chulin wine, though, is tamei. So So now if the truma wine is going to flow into the chulin wine, the truma wine is going to become tamei. And now this truma wine, where it's a, once truma is tamei, you have to burn it. You can't enjoy it in any way, really. You burn it, you can't drink it. So there's a major financial loss problem now. You have truma, which is now spilling out towards chulin, which is tamei. So if the truma is going to spill into the chulin, all this chulin is going to now be ruined. Because once you have a mixture of truma and chulin, so long as you didn't have 100 times more chulin than truma, this mixture has to go to kohanim. It's all considered truma. So you have now truma spilling into the tamei chulin. So this, you don't have 100 times more than this chulin and the truma. If the whole barrel of truma would fall in, it's going to ruin all the chulin. And it's going to be a major loss because everything's going to become tamei, because it's going to, the tamei chulin is going to make the truma tamei. And now it's going to be a major loss. When you have a mixture of truma and chulin, you have to give it to a kohen, but you can't give tamei truma to a kohen. It's going to be all destroyed. There's a major loss coming. So this is what happened. You have a barrel of truma on the top of the, near the top cistern. It breaks. Chulte tachtona in the bottom cistern. There's chulin, which is tmein of wine. So now, says the Mishnah, Moder Belezer Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Belezer Rabbi Yeshua agree to the following. Im yachlatzim en revius b'tahara, if the guy can quickly run and get tahor canisters, tahor cups, tahor pitchers, and quickly run back with those tahor pitchers and put them underneath the barrel, which is gushing forth truma tamea, I'm sorry, it's gushing forth truma, which isn't tamei. It's gushing forth truma wine. If he can run with his barrel, if he can catch stuff, yatzil, good, he should go do that. He should catch it to prevent this truma from becoming tamei and going to waste. The imlav. But if he doesn't have any tahor vessels, then basically, inevitably, this truma is going to waste. If it goes down into the reservoir, it's going to become tamei in the reservoir. If he catches it, he only has tamei vessels to catch it. It's going to become tamei because it went into his vessels. So either it's going to go into waste. So now the question is, should he just at least go and get tamei vessels and catch this truma wine so that way he doesn't lose the reservoir wine? He doesn't lose all the wine down there because that wine this way won't be mixed in with truma. If it's mixed in with truma, it has to go to a kohen. And if it's all tamei, then he can't even give it to a kohen. So now what does he do? Imlav, he doesn't have the ability to actually save any of the truma. So Rabbi Lezer says, still, don't go bring your own vessels. Tevet v'titamei, just let the truma wine spill down into the tamei chulin wine. Let the truma all become tamei. This way, al yitamei nebiyat. You are not actively making a tamei. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, al yitamei nebiyat. You can actively make a tamei. Go bring your vessels that are tamei. Catch the truma wine. Yes, you're making the truma wine tamei. You're putting it into a tamei vessel. Okay, but you're doing this to save this whole lower reservoir of wine from going to waste. So Rabbi Yeshua says, you're allowed to actively contaminate, right? You're allowed to actively make something tamei to save from loss. So, because why are you allowed to actively make it tamei? Because anyway, it's going to become tamei. Anyway, it's going to be destroyed one way or the other. So that's what Rabbi Meir said. When you have truma spilling into a place of tuma, so it's going to be destroyed one way or the other. What do we say? You can go grab it with a tamei vessel. You can actively make it tamei. So as long as, this way, you'll save the lower amount of wine. It won't be truma with mixed in. It'll just be wine which is tamei. Okay, wine which is tamei. Non kohen can drink. It's fine. We don't care about tuma so much. So the same thing Rabbi Meir says on Erev Pesach, it's already the sixth hour, all the chametz has to be burned. It's all going to waste anyway. So since it's all going to waste anyway, that's why you're allowed to burn in one pile the chametz which is tamei together with the chametz which is tar. It's going to waste anyway. Since it's all going to waste, you can burn it together. So the Gemara said, one second, Iyachi, if so. What's the question, Jonathan?
What can you do with the lower reservoir tamei?
A regular non-Kohen can drink it.
You can drink it.
because we don't have to care about tzama.
Tzama is okay for anyone.
Correct. The non-Kohanim can drink tzama. It's only the Kohanim who can't drink tzama. But if you have truma mixed in, then it has to go to Kohanim, because now there's truma there. Yeah, but they can't get much benefit from. I mean, they could get warmth if they're allowed to get anah from the fire, but they can't get much from it. Yeah, but at least you're not doing it. At least you're not doing it with your hands. It's happening on its own. It's not you actively doing something. So the Gemara now says, Iyachi, if you're saying that Rabbi Meir's source is Rabbi Yoshua, hi, midivrei, and why does it say in our Mishnah that Rabbi Meir said, from their words we learned, midivarav, mibayalei, it should be from his words we learned. So Gemara says, that's what he means. Hachikam, this is what Rabbi Meir means, mimachlu kasan, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoshua, lamad, from the fact that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua have this argument, we learned this, because Allah is like Rabbi Yoshua, based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that Hashem was not happy with Rabbi Lezer. Ultimately, Rabbi Lezer shamuti, Rabbi Lezer was excommunicated. The whole story with Loba Shamayim, the Torah is not in heaven. We don't pass like Rabbi Lezer in matters of Tumah and Tahara. Deikanami, says the Gemara, this is the right way to read the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah goes on to talk about Modir, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that when you have Tor Chametz and Tamei Chametz of Chuma, that they're burned separately. That's what Rabbi Yossi says, right? Rabbi Yossi says, no, I disagree. So, Shema Minah, so you see that Rabbi Meir was also talking about Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua. So we have two explanations of Rabbi Meir. Either Rabbi Meir is learning it from Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim, or Rabbi Meir is learning it from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua, really Rabbi Yoshua in Chumas. L'chein Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravua. Rav Nachman also said the name of Rabbi Ravua. Masdizim hava tumador raisa, vlada tumador raisa. Rabbi Chanina's gana kohanim, who allows the burning of a rishon together with a shlishi of karbanos, is talking about a rishon d'oraisa and a shlishi d'oraisa. So what is Rabbi Meir saying? I learned from their words we can burn one pile, truma, tameya with truma, tahora, of chametz on Erev Pesach. It's midiv Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. He's learning it from Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Eis v'Rabbi Rav Nachman. So Rabbi challenged Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi goes on to say in our Mishnah, you know, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. So in a Braisa, we have the following. Rabbi Yossi says, in Anita Domalaraya, the what we're trying to derive to is not comparable to your proof. Why? Shekishi the Rebbe Seinu, when our sages were talking about what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash, what were they talking about? If they were talking about meat, that had become tame from a sheni. That can be burned with meat that had become tame from an avatuma. So I'll tell you, is that tame? Is that tame? These are two things that are both tame. So that's why they could be burned together. It's not comparable to the issues of chametz, where one thing is tame, one thing is tar. If you're going to say that they were talking about oil of truma, which was a shlishi, in a lamp, which is an av, again, you're using something which is tame, the lamp, to further disqualify something which is also already disqualified. It's already possible. It's already a shlishi. Avanu modim. And Rabbi Yossi goes on. He says, we would agree. The truma shenitmeis bevlada tuma. If you have truma which had become tame because of it touching a sheni, we would agree. Of course, you could burn that chametz truma together with truma, which is a rishon l'tuma. But how could you say from these sources that we could even burn safek tame, truma that may be tame, together with truma that's already certainly tame? Eliyahu Hanavi might come and actually say, it's not even Safik Tamei. It's Tahor.
They said that already on Friday. They said that the Tishbi's not showing up on Erev Yom Kippur.
Ah.
So now they're going to bring back the same Raya again? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, it's not that he's actually going to show up, right? He's saying, he's making an intellectual argument. He's saying the fact that it's not really necessarily Tamei, because Eliyahu HaNavi can even prove to us that it's Tahor, so certainly you can't say from that which might not even be Tamei, You can burn that because you can burn a shlishi with a rishon. Shlishi with a rishon, they're both tameh. This may not even be tameh. Eliyahu Navi can tell us that it's not tameh. But it may not be tameh. And then Rabbi Yossi goes on to say, when you have meat of a karban that the kohen, when doing the service, was thinking he's going to eat it at the wrong time. Pigle. Or you have meat of a karban that actually was left too late. Or tameh, meat of a karban that was made tameh. Beishamayom, beishamay, say, ain't a seven ka'achas. You can't burn them in one pile. Ubeisilom, in a seven ka'achas. And Beisilom says they can be burned in one pile. So, v'yisagadadjach, Rabbi Meir, v'yidiv, Rabbi Yeshua, kamar. If Rabbi Meir's source, you could burn the different types of truma chametz together, is from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, when you have truma going to waste anyway, then you can already make it actively tameh in order to save property. So if you're going to say Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Yeshua, so my mahadli Rabbi Yossi, but if Rabbi Meir is going to call him, why does Rabbi Yossi, who's the bar plukta, the one who argues with Rabbi Meir, why does he say to him, oh, you're misinterpreting Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim, that has no relevance to here. But Rabbi Meir also wasn't concerned with Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, listen, Rabbi Yossi lava daita. Rabbi Yossi didn't understand Rabbi Meir. Who said Rabbi Meir was Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim? Amalei. He thought Rabbi Meir's source was Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim. Amalei, really, Rabbi Meir is telling him, Anamad Yer B'Shua Kamina. My source is Rabbi Yoshua. So then Rabbi Yossi says back, even Rabbi Yeshua's point, it's not really comparable. So Rabbi Yeshua would agree. And in the case of chametz, which is tar, and chametz, which is tameh, shuma of tar, shuma, which is tameh, you have to burn them in separate piles. So the Mishnah is really the continuation of this brisa. So then the Gemara says, so if Rabbi Meir's point is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that when you have truma going to waste, because either it's going to go down to the lower reservoir, and then it's going to become tameh, or you're going to catch it in utensils that are tameh, and that's going to go to waste. So either way, it's going to go to waste. You can actively make it tameh. You can actively make it tameh. So if that's the case, the same thing here. This truma is going to go to waste because it's chametz, and it's the sixth hour, and you have to burn it. So it's going to go to waste. So now you can actively make it tummy, burn it in one pile. Why is that not a good comparison? Mido, mido, it's a very good comparison. So why is that? There's a big difference. Shiny awesome. When did Rabbi Yeshua say you can go with your utensils that are tummy and catch the truma, even though you're actively making a tummy? Vikaf said, chulin, you have the possibility of losing a lot of money. All the wine of chulin that's in the lower pit is all going to get ruined from this truma going into it. Because when it's chulin, as Jonathan pointed out, if it's chulin and it's tamei, so fine. So non-kohanim, Zev Reichman, Eli Reichman, we can drink the wine. But if there's going to be truma going into it, and the truma's not batel, because you don't have 100 times more than the truma, now we can't drink it. So now it all goes to waste. So there's a major loss of money. So there's a major loss of money. That's when you can go actively make truma tamei. But when you're talking about chametz on Erev Pesach, there's no major loss of money by making one pile. Make two piles. Burn the chametz, which is tar, separately, and the chametz, which is tamei, burn that separately. Maskevler Birmir said, one second, Masnisin Nami, our Mishnah also. Ikef said to Eitzim, there is a major loss. The wood, you could have, if you have two piles, you have to have double the amount of wood than one pile. So Amalei Ahusava. So there was an elder who said, "Have some meruba chashu." In halacha, we care about a major loss of money. Have some nuot lo chashu, but to allow people to now actively make truma tameh and ignore the rabbinic value that we don't want to actively make truma tameh to save somebody some pennies on some wood, that we're not going to do. That's why Rabbi Yossi rejects Rabbi Meir. What's that, Phil? Hachem Katana. Okay, you know, I guess that's only with tzaddikim. See, the tzaddikim, they are very honest. That's what the Gemara said in Chulin, right? The tzaddikim are honest. They don't take anything that isn't theirs. So their pachim katanim matter. I think for everybody else, we can't be so confident that we were so honest. Yeah, question?
When we say major loss, is major loss for the individual or in absolute terms?
No, for the individual.
For the individual.
For him. Okay, so again. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Machlokas, the whole argument between Rabbi Meir, who says you make one pile. Within that pile you have Chuma Tzahora and Chuma Tzimeya. And Rabbi Yossi says you have to make two piles, one pile for the Chuma Tzahora, one pile for the Chuma Tzimeya, B'sheish. That's when you're burning chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Avol B'sheva, but once you get to the beginning of the seventh hour, which is now already a time when it's biblically prohibited, Givrei Hakol Sarfin, and everybody agrees you can burn it all together in one pile. Amalir Rabzer L'Ravasi. Rabzer said to Ravasi, Neima Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, do we have to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisim Ba'avatuma, Rabbi Chanina, Skana Konin was talking about where you have a biblical Rishon, and Vladatuma Drabanan, and only Rabbinic Shlishi. And therefore, Ma'ami Divreya, when Rabbi Meir says, I learned from words, whose words is he learning from? He's learning from Rabbi Chanina Konin. So he's learning from him that even though it's only rabbinic shlishi, it's only rabbinic that you have to get rid of this kadshim, therefore you're allowed to make it more tamei by burning it with a rishon. So that's what he said. In the beginning of the sixth hour, when it's rabbinic that you have to get rid of the chametz, you can also already stop caring about it, and you can make it more tamei when you get rid of it by burning it in one pile. Amalei Yisrael Rav Asi said in, that's what Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the Mishnah. It, my name, we also learned. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Masnisin, namely Rabbi Chanina Skana Konim, is ba'av atuma d'oraisas." When you're talking about a rishon l'tuma, because it touched an av which was biblical, uvlad atuma d'rabanan, and this carbon, this meat of a shlamim, that is a rishon mid'oraisa, is being burned according to Rabbi Chanina Skana Konim, together with a shlishi, which is only a shlishi rabbinically, because this meat touched the utensil, which touched the liquid. It's only a shlishi mid'rabanan. And when Rabbi Meir says, I learned from their words, he means with the Rabbi Chanina Skana Konim. And therefore he's saying, Rabbi Chanina Skana Konim says, even though this is only a shlishi midrabanan, and only it's only midrabanan, but it's tamei, it's only midrabanan, you have to get rid of it. Nevertheless, we don't care anymore, we allow you to make it more tamei by touching it to a rishon d'oraisa. So he said here too, when you have chametz in the sixth hour, it's rabanan that you have to get rid of it. So since you have to get rid of it, we don't care for it anymore. Once we don't care for it anymore, you can even burn it together with Truma Tzimeya and make it further tummy. Umachlokas B'sheish. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says you have to make two separate piles, but that's only in the beginning of the sixth hour when we're dealing with only a rabbinic obligation to get rid of the chametz. Aval B'sheva, but once we get to the beginning of the seventh hour, Divrei Hakol Sarfin, everybody would agree that you could burn the Truma Tzimeya of Chametz together with the Truma Tzahora of Chametz, because the Truma Tzahora of Chametz in the beginning of the seventh hour, biblically you have to get rid of, and since biblically you have to get rid of it, we no longer have a mitzvah to preserve it and to protect it from becoming Tzamei. Maybe we can bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan's idea, because we learned in that Brisa before that Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Meir, HaPigol V'Anosar V'Tzamei, when you have meat, which is pigol, together with meat, which is nosar, together with meat, which is tamei, karbanos meat. Veishamei, you don't make one pile. Veishamei, it can be burnt all together. So what do you see? When you have things that are biblically prohibited, let's say pigle, nosar, biblically prohibited, you have to burn it. Because biblically you have to get rid of it. So now you can even put it together with something which is tamei. You can put it something which is tamei. So the same thing is when you right, so once it's all biblically prohibited, you can all put it all together and burn it all together. But when you have something which is only a din d'rabbanan, let's say, chametz of chuma in hour number 6, so that you can't burn with something which is tamei. So that would mean that Rabbi Yossi agrees that in that seventh hour, when the chametz is already biblically prohibited, so then you can burn the tar chametz together with the tamei chametz, because once biblically you have to destroy it, now you don't care. You can make it tamei. The same way here, pigul and nosar are not tamei, but there's a biblical obligation to get rid of them. So once there's a biblical obligation to get rid of them, now you can burn them together with a piece of a carbon that is tamei. So you want to know, shani asam, there was different. With pigul and nosar, islu tamei midrabanan. Rabbinically, they are already considered tamei. The tzanah is going to the Mishnah, pigul v'anosar, matama sayodayim. If somebody touches pigul or nosar, his hands become a sheni l'tumah. So they already are tamei. So since they're already tamei, then you can burn them together with meat that's tamei, because you're just adding tumah to what's already tamei. But you don't see a proof to the issue over here. Rabbi Yossi might say, though, that in our case, even though there's an Isser Dirabanan come the sixth hour, it's not Tami Midrabanan, it's only prohibited Midrabanan, and then he might say you're not allowed to burn it all in a single pile. Says the Gemara, Levim Sayelet, maybe this is the proof to Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in another Brisa. Hapasha Ifsha, bread becomes moldy. And now people can't eat it, but Akelav Yachal Achla, dogs could still eat it. It could still become Tamei with Tumas Ochlin. And if it's truma and it's moldy, you burn it together with truma tameya on Erev Pesach. So what's this view? Rabbi Meir would say you could burn regular chametz of truma with truma tzahora on Pesach. But Rabbi Yossi says only if it got moldy. Why? Because if it's moldy, it's not edible. So he would also say that come the beginning of the seventh hour, once it's inedible midoraisa, you could burn it together with the truma tameya. So I said, no, shani asam. No, there it's not the pshat that it's not edible, but rather to afra ba'almahi. Since it's moldy, it's not even considered bread anymore, it's considered dirt. Yachi, says the Gemara, if Rabbi Meir's derivation is from Rabbi Chanin Skanakonim, my moda, why does the Mishnah go on to talk about Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agreeing to something? So Gemara says, "Achi kamar le Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Meir." This Rabbi Yisrael's telling Rabbi Meir, "I feel Rabbi Yeshua the Meiko, even Rabbi Yeshua who's Meiko. Nevertheless, not he wouldn't go as far as you. Ki Meiko, when is he Meiko? But Tluyu Tmeya, when you have Truma which is Suffik Tuma together with Truma which is certainly Tame. Ava b'Tahoru Tmeya lo. But when you had Truma which is Tar, the Truma which is Tmeya, then you would certainly agree that you can't burn them together." Okay, Bezat Hashem, we're going to continue with this discussion tomorrow.